This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 won the ticket. All right, so yesterday, I guess when, I was out sick, but yesterday, Dan Campbell was speaking with the beat writers and was asked about, you know, is a trade going to go down? Said, yeah, it could be.
Was a trade imminent? Yeah.
Yeah. He kind of followed it up with bouncing around.
It was kind of funny. Kind of jumped straight up in the air. Had a big smile on his face. Yep. Nose was very red.
Yep. And it led to like speculation that he's all fired up about something, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's all fired up because something's about to go down.
Right.
And because of that, I think everybody got really, really stoked. The morning show asked him about it. He said, look, I was asked a question. The answer didn't seem very satisfactory. So I, they didn't seem pleased with it. So I went out and answered it again. And I just showed more enthusiasm. And that's, I don't want to say he was trolling, but it kind of sounds like it was a little bit of a troll. It's funny because I've been in these situations where you ask a coach a question and the answer doesn't really satisfy what you're going after. So you try and say, how's another way I can ask this question? Because I don't know if he's either A, avoiding it, or B, not understanding what I'm trying to get at. And maybe there's something there. Maybe there's nothing there. Maybe there's, if I dig a little bit more, I'll get what I'm looking for. And it's not like you're trying to, trick him. It's just sort of like, okay, he didn't really say much about a possible trade. He's got to have more thoughts on it. He just kind of avoided it. So you try and find another way to ask it, right? So, you know, what I guess the follow-up question, he just goofed around. But this morning said, no, it doesn't mean something's imminent. But he did talk about the possibility of a trade and said that they indeed are still trying to figure out what they're going to do. Okay, so there's a few things in there I think are worthy of note. One is most of the players, good players, their teams aren't willing to let them go.
Which speaks directly to Max Crosby, mm-hmm. perhaps Myles Garrett.
Yep. We don't know specifically who he's talking about, but there are obviously players around the league that we would covet that would make sense. I always use the term, there's no accessibility to them. You can't get them. You can try, but you can't get them. That's one. Two is when he said things change, they feel like this thing changes every day. He's not listening to us. He's not reading ESPN.com. He's not scrolling Twitter to see what Adam Schefter's reporting. He is talking with Brad Holmes, which is kind of all you need to know. If things are changing every day, that means discussions are coming up every day. Different names are being floated out there every day. Doors are opening and closing every day. That's how I interpret that. And I think that's great news. We got this tweet. So yesterday, Patriots trade for pass rusher Josh Uche, right? Or the Patriots trade Josh Uche to the Chiefs. And we get this from @StatueGeek tweets us. How the F does this happen when the Lions still need a rush? And my response is, it's okay for two reasons. One is the Lions didn't want Uche, or two, somebody else wanted him more and they got outbid. Right? Yeah. And there's more than one path to the Super Bowl. Josh Uche wasn't the only path. Now, the other side of this
I was just going to say, getting outbid, though, is a 2026 sixth-round pick. So I don't know if you're really getting outbid. I think it's more the former than the latter.
They probably didn't want him.
Because he's an outside linebacker, not a defensive end.
Then there's this. The other side of this to me is the Chiefs have added, they're the only undefeated team in the NFL, and they've added DeAndre Hopkins to help their passing game and Josh Uche to help their pass rush. So I can understand why people are watching this going, that is the defending Super Bowl champ, the best team in the NFL right now, who are out there and making moves to get better. Why haven't we? Well, as said on this radio station, let it play out, because I think there is almost a certainty that a deal is going to be struck.
I would agree with you. And for people to be outraged right now, I think is ridiculous. You want to be outraged? Wait a week and see what happens a week from now when the trade deadline comes and goes. And if the Lions haven't done anything, then I think you can feel free to go ahead and be outraged that they didn't do anything. That being said, I think, and I said this yesterday, I feel like the difference between Detroit and Kansas City when it comes to making moves is that, one, Kansas City might have, it's an obvious fix the need to make on their team because they don't have the depth that the Lions have. Mm-hmm. You know, Kansas City is the defending Super Bowl champs two times over. They're an amazing team, right? But when they take a hit, because of the way that they've got their salary structured to a couple of giant players, they can't afford, you know, to really spread it out like they used to. So they don't have the depth. When someone goes down with an injury, then they can go ahead and we have to fill this right now. There's more of a sense of urgency. I would say that you could argue that the Lions at defensive end, they got a sense of urgency right now. So when you look at Josh Uche, he's 6'1", 240. Mm-hmm. That's not the type of defensive end that they're looking for. That's an outside linebacker. And he certainly has pass rushing skills, although he hasn't been spectacular. He's got a couple sacks this year. He had a really good or reasonably productive season in 2022, I think it was. But other than that, he hasn't really done too much. I'm not worried about Josh Uche going to the Chiefs. What I would be worried about is if a defensive end goes somewhere else that looks like they can help out the Lions, and then we get to the trade deadline and nothing happens with the Lions. But it feels like there's a lot of players that they're going to be vetting out to see who's the best fit for this team, and maybe they actually take a chance this year on somebody who may not look like it's the greatest culture fit, but because they do have such a screaming need as a defensive end for an upgrade over what they have on the roster, that maybe, just maybe, they'll go ahead and take that chance and hope that that player can assimilate to the culture, what this culture is, and the standards being set by all the players on the current
roster. Yeah, because everybody, like, this is a really good culture right now. So there's...
You don't want to rock that boat, but at the same time, can you change somebody?
You can't, and I think you can. And I think you know how Dan Campbell said it feels like it changes every day? It's because it does change every day, and GMs change their mind, and records change, and teams that still are hanging on stop hanging on, and things crystallize. And I think it's becoming very clear who the most likely candidates are. We will get to that coming up today at 12:15, 248-539-9797. Josh is in Warren, and he's on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Josh.
Hey, boys. Before I get to my kudos for Doug, this World Series is kind of my LSU-OSU game. I didn't know who I'd be rooting for that I don't really like either, but I am leaning into this sweep, baby. I am leaning into it. Seeing Giancarlo run last night like an old man getting thrown out, that was the worst send I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, you predicted a few weeks ago, Doug, that Jordan Love would rush back from his injury and probably hurt himself again because he was afraid to lose his job. I know you didn't wish for injury, and none of us do, but you predicted it about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I'm pretty sure, or 5 weeks ago, I'm sorry. You, on these airways, said he's going to come back because he's afraid to lose his job. So do you think this who do you want to face more, the young quarterback or the maybe not 100% Jordan Love? Because the unknown, and he's hot right now, and I know how you feel, Doug, about Willis.
Okay, so a couple of things so people know what he's referencing. I was a big fan of Malik Willis out of college and was kind of hoping the Lions would take a flyer on him. It would have taken a high draft pick, so I guess it wasn't a flyer. I wanted them to invest in Malik Willis. He goes to Tennessee. He does jack squat, and everybody makes fun of me. Now he's in Green Bay, and he looks like he might have something to offer this league from the quarterback position. I said it. I'd love to take credit for it, but I said it tongue-in-cheek just to give my guy some love, that Jordan Love was threatened by Malik Willis's mere presence. But maybe he did. I'd rather face whoever gives the Lions the best chance to win, and I think it'd be great to go into Green Bay and beat Jordan Love. The Jordan Love experience last Thanksgiving rattled me.
Oh, brutal. Yeah,
it was, and I, you know, since then, I don't feel as panicked, because I was panicked. I was like, oh my God, the Packers did it again, which was one of the things that I was afraid of with the whole keep handing the torch to the next elite quarterback. Love may still be that, but, you know, this year's kind of been start and stop for him.
Well, I just think you hope that if Willis plays, he has 299, two touchdowns, two picks, and that was a good game for him, and the Lions win. That's right. You'll feel good about that.
I'll probably feel good if Malik Willis does play, plays well, and the Lions win. But that feels like a big ask. I don't need to ask for all that.
I hope he throws 8 picks.
I know you do.
If he's in the game. I have nothing against him. It's against the Packers. I just don't want Green Bay to be breathing life into that organization.